Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 o'clock, and I have the power of articulate speech this morning. Joining me in the studio to help me with my diction are some theatrical folks. Megan Pasternak is here. She's co-director of the Paris of the Pacific melodrama. Marcy Drake is the heroine. I have the heroine music going in the background.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, that's perfect. And Jeff Budd is just the pointy end of the spear who makes it all happen here.
Well, I'm one of the co-producers, and I'm also in the show, but maybe you'll have to come to the show and see what role I'm playing.
We're not going to disclose your role.
I think they should have to come and find out.
Definitely. They'll want to come and find out.
Okay, so the Paris of the Pacific is coming up when, Jeff?
The shows will be June 25th and June 29th, a Thursday and a Monday. And it will be at the Chicoquan Nakahiti Community House. And the tickets are on sale at Old Harbor Books. And they will also be at the door. And the doors open 6:30. And the show starts at 7. And it'll be a good show.
And it's a Thursday and a Monday.
Yes, sir.
A Thursday and not Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
No, sir.
Okay.
And we did it to try to cooperate with the Sitka Summer Music Festival and do it on nights when they were not doing any of their activities.
Okay. All right.
And it's only about 45 minutes long, so you can do other things afterward even.
And it's fun because you're involved, Megan.
Oh, well,
right?
Yeah. Not because I'm involved, but it's just fun. Melodramas are fun. You get to be a participant even if you're in the audience. You get to boo and hiss and cheer
right.
And sigh, sing.
Okay. And you said it was, before we went on the air, you said it was coming together particularly well this year, right?
It is, yeah. It always surprises you at the end. It's like, oh yes, that works. Like once people get their costumes on and we get the music, the live music together with it, and everyone has their lines down and it is. But you know what, we could use a few extra people in one of the scenes, the saloon scene. We could use some more soldiers and dance hall girls, and we have costumes, so if you're at all inclined, come Thursday evening to Pioneers Home Chapel for a rehearsal.
This Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
At
yeah.
7 p.m.
Right.
Yeah. I have heard that the melodrama is kind of a gateway.
It can
be. A gateway to theater in
Absolutely.
Marcy, people who listen to Morning Edition know I've interviewed you before, as you're the head of the DDF, the Drama Debate Forensics Program at Mount Edgecombe.
I am.
And now here you are going on stage. You're walking the walk.
I am. Right. And so I tell my students, hold your feet still, project. And now the director, Annabelle, is saying, project. Get your movement right.
And one of your students is in the show with you.
Sabrina
right?
Michael is playing the only sane character in the play, and she kind of puts everything together at the end, so it's been really fun. She's a great girl, and I love her a lot. And so for us two to work together has been fun.
Okay, and you're the heroine in the show. We already disclosed that.
Yes.
Do you get tied to the railroad tracks? Or
I get tied to a chair.
Okay.
Yeah. And Megan made me a hoop skirt with her exercise hula hoop.
Oh, I don't exercise with it. But
so it's this huge contraption that I'm walking around with, and I'm pretty clumsy, and I get in the way, and I knock people over, and I've got that crazy hula hoop on.
Okay. And bloomers and everything.
Mm.
I'm assuming, right?
Yes.
Jeff, why does this show work? I mean, it's been around for a long time.
Oh well, I think it works. It's about the exchange or the transfer. So it happens in 1867, and it's got all the things that make life interesting. There's love. There's being afraid. There's riches. There's poverty. Nincompoopery.
Blackmailing.
Everything that makes life fun and interesting is wrapped into this play.
Is there a villain?
There is a good bad guy.
Okay.
Seton Drake.
Seton Bryan,
I'm sorry, right.
Right?
Yes. And he's good. He's a good bad guy.
Lately of Daddy Warbucks fame
yes.
in Annie.
Yes.
Right.
And he's a scoundrel.
And other people have played this role. It's how long has this show been around?
It's in its third year, but we've probably put it on five times.
Okay.
Something like that.
And there's sort of a rotating cast.
There's some people that have been in it consistently, and like Marcy was saying earlier, there's some brand new people to town, and so there's a wide range of ages, and it's a fun group, and I think people will be delighted, and it's okay for kids, and there's lots of action.
Yeah, I'm thinking about this rotating cast, like the Lion King in Cleveland or something, right? It's the same show, just different folks. Marcy, did you see the show before you signed on?
Yeah, I did. I saw it the first Alaska Day it was performed. And then I have played the Drunken Fisherman and the Chambermaid before. And now I've been promoted to the heroine.
You just had to kill off the other one, right?
That's right.
Okay. And Megan, you've been involved in the show for a long time, since the beginning.
Yeah, you know, actually this got started. There was a call for people to come together and write a melodrama specifically for this, and I was part of that. That was way, way back, about 6 years ago or more. And it's been through several iterations and stallings, and we've finally got a script that we've worked for 3 years, and it works, and it's a good one. And there are lots of references to local things in town.
Okay, good. And there is live music, Jeff, you
yes,
said?
Yes, sir. We have Cammie Daniels playing the violin and Joshua Houston tickling the ivories, and they really make it fun.
Nice. All right. So you said it's family-friendly.
Yes, sir.
But is it scary?
I don't think so.
No. The great thing for kids is that there's something happening on stage all the time, and so it's visually stimulating, and there's lots of verbal, you know, interaction too, and so kids can really enjoy that, and then they can participate with it too.
Okay, yeah, so kids can get in on the fun. What if I have family visiting from out of town? Is it such an inside joke that they won't understand all the Sitka stuff, or...
I think they'll get the majority of it, and you'll have to explain the rest.
It's like watching Shrek with your kids.
Okay.
Or come to both performances, because the second one, then you'll get it.
And then understand it. Yeah. And the same show is going to be staged again on Alaska Day.
Uh-huh. That's the plan.
Right. Okay. And I guess the bottom line is it's a fundraiser for the Greater Sitka Arts Council.
Yes, sir. Yep.
And one of its backbone projects, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's good.
Something you can count on every year.
You can count on it.
You want to see it be part of the fabric of the community. And Annabelle Lund, the director, said she'd like to see everybody in Sitka go through the show at some time.
Annabelle is not here. We could say anything about her.
They'll tell you what she said that.
She did.
See?
Marcy, I'm going to put on the heroin music again, and I wonder if you could deliver one of your lines for us as we leave today. So here we go. So the music is going in the background.
You make my stomach feel funny too, like I just drank a big Harry Ray's milkshake.
Okay.
One of the local references.
Yes. All right. That's just a tease. That's just the trailer, folks. To see the real show, Jeff, it's going to be June 25th and the 29th.
Yes, sir.
It's a Thursday and a Monday. Sheetkaquan, Nakahiti. Doors open at 6:30. Shows at 7. Tickets are how much?
$15 for adults, $10 for seniors, $5 if you're under 12.
Okay, so it's a cheap date, and you can buy your tickets at Old Harbor Books or at the door. Jeff Budd is with the Greater Sitka Arts Council. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Robert.
Marcy Drake is the heroine. We need one sigh. That's perfect. And Megan Pasternak is co-director of the show and costumer. Multiple roles. And Megan,
co-producer, you get to do everything when you're co-producer, right, Jeff?
Yep.
And you're looking for extras?
Some dance hall girls and some soldiers.
Okay.
We have the costumes.
And they could come this Thursday
at the Pioneers Home Chapel.
If you want to get involved as an extra.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.